You're on 91.2 FM, and each Tuesday we like to catch up with Musselbrook Shire Mayor Rod Scholes to find out what's doing around the district. Rod, are you well?
Yes, Beth. It's been an interesting time.
I'll bet. You had a meeting last week. Some developments have been approved. Some have been deferred.
Last week we approved the development for the commercial fit-out of the beer garden and a new car park alterations at the Royal Hotel. Also, a new tourist accommodation luncheon centre at Elamara, which is out there near Giants Creek on the Merriwell Road west of Sandy Hollow, and they actually did apply to have their developer's fees waived, which we refused.
Right.
Then there was two development applications which were deferred for greater consultation with the community. One was the McDonald's 24-hour, which is already operating on 24-hour under the COVID extensions, but they've actually applied for a permanent 24-hour. And the other one was from the construction of a backpacker accommodation place at 14 Hayden Street. Hayden Street's the road that goes around to the bridge that goes over the creek and heads into Olympic Park.
Right.
And we've deferred that one again as well to have further consultation with the residents. Again, with our we're trying to communicate with our residents as much as possible and get their feedback.
Well, I guess that one's not in a huge rush. There's not a lot of backpackers coming to the Hunter right at the moment.
No, but it's a perfect location. I must admit, it is a perfect location for a backpacker. It's near the highway, it's near the railway, it's near all the facilities of town, but there are residences there which will impact on, and we have to have consideration for those people as well.
Indeed. In my experience, backpackers need to be adjacent to a pub for them to be truly successful.
Or a long way away from one. It's one or the other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's been some good news for Pacific Brook Christian School.
Yes, so we also approved the change of the zoning for that area to residential, which will allow opposite the showground there on Maitland Street. That'll allow them to either move the school there in the future or actually even develop it for funds. Another important thing we did was talking about communicating with our residents and our people was the John House Circuit, 16 residential buildings up in Eastbrook Links and top of the hill ridge there.
Yeah.
We actually refused that because the steep nature of the site and the impact on existing residents was a factor in the making of that decision. So we did listen to our people there and were able to facilitate that.
All right, here's a challenge for you. Can you talk to me about sustainable water services in about 30-odd seconds?
Yeah, sustainable water. Basically, this is a statutory requirement. We have to have a integrated water cycle management strategy, which is normally a 8 to 4 year document. It's a massive document. It passes the weight test. It was weighed about 2.5 kilos, I imagine. But basically, it's how we're going to make sure that we have an appropriate, affordable, and cost-effective and sustainable urban water system to meet the community needs going forward.
Hey, you did it in 30 seconds. That's perfect, mate. And your award, before I let you go, is to talk to us about the Wybong Post Office Road meeting today.
Yeah, so that'll be on this afternoon for the local residents out there. Again, and it's an acknowledgement that we need to communicate with our residents more. As Mangoola, as part of their DA approval, as part of their development approval, have a major impact on post office roads. The mine affected road strategy, which has been a council policy for quite a few years now, is linked into that, which actually will mean the closure of Post Office Road, and the local residents have concerns with regards to the quality of access and the distance of access. So we'll actually discuss with them this afternoon. Council officers will discuss with them this afternoon, run them through the plans, the maps, what actually Mangoola has approval to do, what negotiation council will have with Mangoola regarding that. The other important factor from all that at the council meeting is council also indicated, because remember the history of council being one of the, had some concerns about the granting the Mangoola one. Mangoola has its consent. Council is not aiming and has no wish to impact or delay their processes now. So we're trying to do be all things to all people at this stage, and hopefully we can address the concerns of everyone.
All right, we'll find out more about that in the not-too-distant future, I am sure. Rod Scholes from Musselbrook Shire Council. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for your time, as always.
No worries, Ben. Thank you very much.